Welcome to the Wednesday night Brain Picker Pro teleconference live from Lake Wylie, South Carolina, and Charlotte, North Carolina. In the next 9 weeks in preparation for our Dream Big and Wake Up Wealthy boot camp is our veteran return guest speaker on this teleconference, and at our boot camp is luxury home expert John Morrow. Welcome to the call, John.
Thank you. Very good to be here.
Oh, man, it's good to hear your voice again. How have you been?
I've been spectacular. How are you?
Man, I am doing fantastic considering I've got the flu, and I just woke up about 15 minutes ago when my wife came in and said, "Don't you have a teleconference tonight?" So I jumped up and ran over to the office so I could record it, and I could get myself ready. So I'm excited and ready to go now, and wide awake, I might add. And you just moved to a luxury apartment, I must say, back in Charlotte, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I decided it was time to get a little bit closer to everybody, so just moved into the Summit Grandview, and I'm loving it.
Man, that is great. That is an awesome, awesome place, too. It really is. Why don't you start out, for those that may not be familiar with you, tell us a little bit about John Morrow.
Sure. I've been investing in real estate full-time for a couple of years now, but my family has been in real estate for about 27 years, so I've kind of been groomed to take over the family business since about the age of four.
You started young, didn't you?
Yeah, I started just going around to all of my father's developments and collecting all of the quarters out of the drink machines.
Wow.
And then I got commissions on everything I brought in.
Did you really?
Off of those, and
that's pretty neat. Well, and listen, you're still very young yourself.
Yeah, I'm 22 years old, and I'll be turning 23 in June. So I've been busy over the past few years.
Well, you know, it seems kind of funny that you can sit here and say you're 22 years old and you've been doing real estate for 18 years since you were age four. But I believe it, because I've met your dad, and at our last boot camp, in fact, he introduced you when you came on stage, and he is an extremely successful, not only investor, but developer as well. So, you know, you had the inside scoop there to be able to learn from the best.
It's been a tremendous blessing, absolutely.
It really has, hasn't it?
It has. It's like having Donald Trump come to talk to you every day, you know.
That is awesome.
To teach you how to do the biggest real estate deal.
That is awesome. And believe me, I know he does some big deals. I've seen the articles in the newspapers.
Yeah, he is. He's even working on a deal down in Mississippi that he just started this past week. That's up to the $120 million mark.
Wow.
So, he's getting bigger and bigger, and it's getting more and more exciting every day.
Wow, that's pretty neat. That really is. It really is. Well, John, let's talk about the topic at hand, luxury homes. You know, and I'm sure not everybody out there is going to probably jump right in to doing luxury homes right off the bat, but if they don't get their first real estate deal of some sort, they'll probably never get to that point, whether it be a luxury home or a commercial development or buying a hotel or an apartment complex. But at what point should a person start thinking about investing in luxury homes?
Well, there are a couple things that you need to think about before you start investing in luxury homes. The first thing that you need to think about is, can you sleep at night with $1 million of debt hanging over your head?
That's a good point.
That's the biggest thing that will either help you get there or keep you from getting there. And sometimes you have to start small. A lot of people start with houses under $100,000 and slowly work their way up.
Right.
None of the people that I do business with on luxury houses have actually, it's never been their first house. They've always done lots of houses before they've gotten there.
Yeah.
It takes a while to build the comfort level.
Oh, it's all about your comfort factor, isn't it?
It is, and sometimes you've got to stretch it a bit, but at the same time, you don't want to ruin your life when you go and invest in a house.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I've even heard people say before that there's no growth in the comfort zone, but you do have to feel a little bit comfortable with what you're doing so you don't. So, like you said, you can sleep at night with $1 million worth of debt hanging over you.
Sure, sure. I mean, another thing I do for my father right now is bringing investors for his deals, and I have a lot of people that are excited, and then they decide later that this is just too big of a deal, I'm not ready for it, I wouldn't be comfortable, I would be terrified for the next year.
Right.
Let's not get into it, and I believe that's the smartest thing for them to do. And then maybe they come back a year later and they say, you know what, I'm ready to do it now.
Exactly, exactly. Once they do have that confidence level up. But, you know, the thing I've always learned is if you're buying value and not speculation, it's a lot easier to sleep at night.
That's right, that's right. And if, you, if you've got a good team built around you, which I'll talk about some as well, that makes all the difference. The second thing I would say is if you're married, you need to make sure your spouse can sleep at night.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's the same thing. I mean, you may be able to sleep, but you need to make sure that you're not going into something that your spouse isn't comfortable with.
Oh, that's a great point, John.
One of the jokes we make is a luxury house can't kill you when you go to sleep at night, but your wife can. Or your husband can, whichever the case may be.
Yeah, really.
So you need to be careful and make sure that you're in agreement with your spouse into investing in something like that. The third thing that I look at is luxury homes are different from your smaller homes in that they generally don't move as quickly. If you're a sophisticated investor in the $100,000 homes, you can move a house in a month or two, maybe 3 months, flipping it.
Right.
Or signing the contracts.
Uh-huh.
With luxury homes, it's harder to do that. So
it takes a little longer, doesn't it?
It does.
There are currently 55 participants in your conference.
On a steady income stream and be able to go 6 months before you get your next paycheck.
Right.
And that's a big step for a lot of people.
It really is, isn't it?
It is. And the fourth thing is you get attached to these houses and you've got to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, you don't want to let emotions get in the way.
Sure. I mean, when you're in the $100,000 variety, you don't really get too attached because usually they're not gorgeous. But when you get up to million-dollar houses, say, man, I want to live here for the rest of my life. This is so beautiful. I want to wake up every morning.
Yeah.
And look out at the lake or the ocean or wherever you are. And it's real easy to get attached and not want to sell it. And when that happens, you're no longer an investor.
That's true. That is true. That's a great point. Those are some really good, good key points to remember when you're getting into luxury homes.
Absolutely.
Tell us, John, about what are some signs of a good luxury house deal?
And most of the signs are the same. There are a few exceptions. The number one place I find luxury homes is still foreclosures, though, the old REO departments of banks.
Uh-huh.
And the best way to find those is usually just to search the MLS through a realtor, or if you're a realtor, you can do it yourself.
Right.
The keywords such as is, REO, bank-owned, short sale, and you can usually pull up a good many foreclosures in any given area in the luxury home market.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I know you even mentioned there's a couple of types of houses, like a couple types of siding or whatever, that you want to look for as well that can be good deals, aren't there?
Sure. Yeah, we look at houses that have synthetic stucco on the outside. Those generally have a lot of problems selling because people have heard about the problems with water leakage that those houses have.
Right.
So whenever a bank has to foreclose on one, it may sit on the market 1-2 years without anybody even making an offer on it.
Wow.
So they're willing to deal when it comes, and you can pay, I think it comes out to about $14 a square foot to have it removed and have it replaced, going up and down depending on what you replace it with.
Yeah. I guess most people usually go back with hard stucco, don't they?
A lot of people do, but it depends on your neighborhood. If you're living in a neighborhood that's brick, a lot of times it's best to blend in.
That's a good point.
Or if you're, a lot of these neighborhoods are stone. And when that happens, that's actually quite a bit more expensive than $14 a square foot.
Yeah.
But it increases the value of your house as well.
Wow, that's
when
great.
You're not stone.
That's great.
A couple other things to look for. The same thing, the list pendant notices of foreclosure. You can find them that way. Old and expired listings, that's a great way to find them because a lot of realtors don't know how to sell these houses. And you can find a lot of listings that have expired or have been on the market for over 6 months.
Wow.
And that leads to motivated sellers.
Absolutely, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And a lot of times, your other houses in the $100,000 range, they usually don't sit on the market quite as long unless something is wrong with them. Well, you can find a luxury house that's been on the market for over a year where absolutely nothing is wrong with it.
Wow.
And it doesn't need any repairs. So all you have to do is go in there, talk to them, make them a reasonable offer, and you've got a house that you don't have to do anything but maybe a few cosmetic changes.
And market it the right way.
Right, right. And that's mainly what it comes down to. It's having people on your team that know how to sell luxury houses.
Well, speaking of your team, who should you have on your luxury house buying team?
Mainly five great realtors. A lot of people try to do these without realtors, but in my opinion, they're worth every penny. Because when you're pulling the comps and talking with the sellers and going through the housing market, it's very, very useful to know someone that's experienced with that neighborhood and experienced with those people living in the area.
Sure.
And you need to find somebody that's not just a realtor, but somebody that also has experience in that market. For example, you can look up in Lake Norman, where I just moved from. There are two realtors that sold $20 million of real estate last year.
Wow.
And one of them did that through 12 houses. And the other did it through 60 houses. So you can guess which would be the realtor that I called, and that would be the realtor that sold $20 million through 12 houses.
Absolutely.
Because those were bigger houses.
Absolutely. Now, can you look up statistics somewhere and see the realtors that are doing those types of deals?
I can't remember where I found it, but there is a place online that allows you to compare realtors. And the information isn't always 100% accurate. But it'll lead you in the right direction on which realtors to call. And then I just ask them for the data. What'd you do last year?
Yeah.
And from there, you can identify the star players. Because unlike a buyer's agent, with your seller's agent, it's usually the person that's been in the area the longest and that knows the most people. So that's what you have to look for when choosing a realtor. The second is a great mortgage broker.
Uh-huh.
Once again, it's somebody that has experience in the luxury home market. And because you're getting loans that are over $1 million, and they have to know how to push those through the various banks. So be sure to get a mortgage broker that knows it as well.
Yeah, that is the key. People specialize in certain areas.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And they know different people in the banks. The mark of a great mortgage broker is not which programs they offer, because most mortgage companies offer the same programs. It's the contacts that they have in the bank and the skill that they have in making sure it closes on time and it gets approved. So I know your company does that, Larry, and I've heard very good things about it.
Well, thank you very much.
Wendy Sweet is a hero over there.
Well, thank you very much. She does do quite well. In fact, that's all we work with is investors. And we've done, I wouldn't say a lot of luxury house deals, but we have done a few of those. And, you know, of course, all for investors. So you're right. It's you got to get somebody that knows the market and knows what they're doing.
Sure. And the third person that I like to see on the team is a little bit less obvious, and that's a landscaper.
Uh-huh.
Somebody that knows how to landscape a house. Because in the luxury house market, the interiors of your houses usually aren't that different. They're all big. They're all beautiful when you get inside. But the outside of the houses is what sells the house. And it's not uncommon that when I buy a luxury house to spend $10,000, $20,000, even $30,000 on landscaping.
Wow.
Just to make it look like the best yard in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And having a good landscaper that's experienced with that market of houses, that'll be the key difference on whether your house sells or whether it doesn't in a short time frame.
And I know, I'm sure at the boot camp like you did last time, you're going to give us some specific examples of the different things that you can do to a property as far as landscaping and how to present the property and how to get them sold in record time, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm going to talk about a house that we did in Myrtle Beach on the Intercoastal Waterway.
Wow.
That we bought for, I think it was a little over $400,000 and sold it for a little over $800,000.
Wow, that's not a bad payday.
Yeah, less than 6 months, and we had to do a lot of landscaping with that house. So wow. I'll be giving a lot of examples there.
That's great.
The fourth person is an interior decorator.
Uh-huh.
On these houses, a lot of times, people can do crazy things when they're decorating the house. We bought a house in Mississippi where someone had put on a paint job that was, it was black paint with red driblets of paint going down the walls.
Wow.
Like blood or something. And of course the house wouldn't sell.
Right.
They must have been some really strange people, and the bank had to foreclose on them. And from there, all we did is come in and we changed the paint job on the house.
First thing, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. And we put it on the market the next day, and we started getting calls, and people wanted to come and see it.
Wow.
And we ended up selling that house in less than a month.
Wow.
There was nothing wrong with the house except that paint job.
Hmm.
And the last person is a general contractor. Because usually if you're going to do changes to a house like this, if you're going to change the exterior, you're going to put in a pool or change something significant, a regular handyman just won't cut it. So we usually use contractors on all of our jobs.
Uh-huh.
They're a little bit more expensive, but just for example, if you're going to buy a house and it may have an unfinished basement.
Right.
Usually you don't want to have a handyman go through there and try to finish your basement.
Sure.
You want to hire somebody that has more experience in actually building houses. So those are the five people I would say you need on your team.
Wow. That's great. Now, once you have those people on your team, man, then you have a great team going to get to start buying luxury homes.
Sure, and it can take a while to build that team. That's another thing you need before you get into it, is just to take time and interview realtors,
uh-huh.
mortgage brokers, landscapers, interior decorators, general contractors. There was one day where I interviewed 40 realtors in one day.
Wow.
They were in Charlotte.
Well, I'm sure a lot of it is on the job training, too, in that you're buying luxury homes while you're, you know, looking to build your team.
Sure, and the realtor that I'm working with right now is actually a young guy that he was a real estate investor, and he heard what I was doing, heard this teleconference, and he decided to go get his realtor's license, and now he's working with me.
Wow.
And we're doing luxury houses together.
That's right. That was from our first teleconference we did, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
He heard you on the teleconference, said, I want to work with this guy.
And he drove all the way from Greenville. His name is Drew Twido. He's a great guy. He drove all the way from Greenville to come see me. And we're not working exclusively together, but Drew helps me with a lot of luxury houses. And because he has that investing experience, and knows short sales and knows how to get good deals on houses.
Right.
He's the best realtor I've ever worked with, by far.
Oh, that is great. That's great. That's a great compliment.
Yes, it is.
It really is. I hope he's on the call listening.
I don't know if he is tonight, but I'm hoping we can coax him to do some more business down here. And because he's 19 years old, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
So he is really on the fast track.
He's young and aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
That is great. Well, John, tell us, what else should we do to prepare for buying a luxury house?
A couple standard things and then one not-so-standard thing. The first is check your credit.
Uh-huh.
When you go into a bank and you ask for a loan, you go to a mortgage broker, your credit score is going to have a bigger impact than it did when you were buying smaller houses.
Right.
I mean, the difference between a 600 credit score and a 650 credit score may be $2,000 or $3,000 a month in payments.
Right.
So you want to make sure that your credit is as high as you can get it. I recommend at least 650, hopefully 700 or above, to be able to buy a luxury house that way.
Or a partner that has that kind of score.
Exactly. Exactly. Somebody to keep those payments low so it's easy to carry the house.
Yeah, because you want to be able to handle the debt while you're, you know, the debt service while you're marketing the property.
Sure, and the less your payment is, the less your risk is.
Absolutely.
So that way you've got a better investment if you can keep your credit score high.
Great.
The second is related to that. It's just update your financials. a lot of times banks like the documentation on investors when they come in for a loan. And if you can update your financials and keep all of your records current, that will help the bank a lot in giving you the loan.
Right.
Those are two standard things, really, for any type of house. But the most important one for luxury houses is talk to a tax attorney. And I don't say CPA as on purpose, because when you get up to these types of numbers, CPAs usually aren't familiar enough with the higher-end tax law to be able to advise you when you're making $1 million or more a year doing these houses. And it helps to talk to a tax attorney that can exploit every single law available in your favor, because that could mean the difference in hundreds of thousands of dollars of savings.
That's a great point. That'd also be somebody good to get on your team.
That's right. That's right. But they definitely need to be consulted before you get into a luxury house deal, at least for a little while.
Can't do it after the fact.
No, you can't. They need to set up the structure, whether you're going to do a 1031 exchange or whether they're going to help you depreciate the property or whatever it may be, but they can help you knock off those tax dollars more than any CPA can. Of course, you pay them more, but when you get up to these numbers, if you have to pay a CPA a couple thousand dollars to save you a couple thousand dollars, you may pay a tax attorney $10,000 to save you $200,000.
Right.
So it becomes a big factor.
It becomes a huge factor. And
so I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that was just going to say, that's a great point. That's somebody that you really wouldn't think of in this type of arena, buying luxury houses, but it's definitely somebody you need to get on your team and in advance.
Definitely. I should have mentioned them earlier, but they are absolutely essential when you get up to these upper-end numbers.
Wow. Well, John, what are some things we need to avoid when buying our first luxury house?
There are a couple things I would recommend avoiding. The first is avoid anything over $1.2 million on your first luxury house.
Why that number?
When you get over $1.2 million, I've noticed that the sales cycles end up getting longer. You end up holding the houses longer. There are fewer people shopping.
And that's the retail price that you're going to be selling it for, not what you're paying, right?
Exactly.
Okay, I'm with you.
So you don't want to buy anything usually over $1.2 million for your first house. For example, you'll see a lot of great deals on houses that are $2 million, $3 million, $4 million. But when you get up into that end especially, you start dealing with a completely different type of people and a completely different sales cycle. And it takes a lot more skill than the, let's say, $400,000 to $1.2 million range, which is where I recommend most people start. The second thing that you probably want to avoid is anything that's custom built. Sometimes people build some really strange houses.
Yeah.
We went into a house that was built by two anesthesiologists, and they had some of the strangest architecture I've ever seen. Like, they had a jacuzzi in their dining room, and they had three different living rooms. They had, like, five different exits. And it was one of the strangest houses I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it was right around $900,000. But with as strange as it was, there was no way I was going to touch it because it would be impossible to resell.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we would call functional obsolescence, but they might have, you know, it might have been planned obsolescence for them.
Sure. And I guess they loved it, but all we had to do was take one look at it, and we knew that nobody else would love it.
Yeah.
So we stayed away from that one. The third thing is stay away from any house that's smaller than 3,500 square feet.
Smaller than 3,500.
And the reason is when people buy a luxury house, they generally expect to have a lot of space.
Right.
And you can buy houses in certain areas that are up to $1 million that are below 3,500 square feet. I looked at a house that was in an area in Charlotte that it was $1.5 million and it was 2,900 square feet.
Oh, wow.
Because the entire exterior of the house was made out of stone that was a foot thick. Now, I'm sure there are people that would love that, but it would be so much harder to sell to the general market because most people expect to at least have 3, 4, maybe 5 bedrooms and a good amount of space in their house if they're going to be paying that top dollar. The last thing that you want to avoid is doing your own comps. And that's a common mistake, I think, is people believe that since they can do a comp on a $100,000 house, they can do a comp on a $1 million house. And it's really completely different. You can have two houses that are 5,000 square feet. One of them has brick exterior, one of them has stone exterior. One of them's half an acre, one of them's an acre. One of them has 90 feet of water frontage. One of them has 180 feet of water frontage. And when you're doing your comps, you have to factor in all of those things.
Yeah.
If you're wrong, it can have a $100,000, $200,000 difference. And really throw off your cycle.
And there's your profit.
That's right. That's right. So when you're first getting into the luxury house market, don't try to figure out what it's worth on your own. Get somebody that knows luxury houses to help you either appraise the house or a good realtor familiar with the market that can give you a solid comp.
Exactly.
And back it up with data.
Exactly. Wow, that's great. Those are some good ideas. Now, let me ask you this question, John, and I just thought of this. Are there a minimum number of bedrooms you want to look for in a luxury house?
I would say absolute minimum of 3.
Uh-huh.
Absolute minimum. But really, I like to see 4, 5, if possible.
Uh-huh.
But most of these houses have a higher number of bedrooms.
I would think so, yeah.
So, but a lot of these families that buy it, They're still working families, and they make a good bit of money, but usually they have a couple kids or they need an office or whatever it may be so they use all of that space and they need those extra bedrooms.
Exactly. Well, tell us, John, what kind of discounts can you expect to get on a luxury house?
You can get discounts depending on a couple different factors. The first is your price. If you buy a house that's in the $500,000 range, you can generally get a 60% discount. I mean, a 60% of the retail sales price, so a 40% discount.
Right.
You may have to go a little bit higher than that on that end of a house in this market right now. And of course, location plays a big factor. If you're here in Charlotte, you can get fairly good discounts. If you're in California, you can probably forget any discounts.
I bet so.
And if you're in Mississippi, you can get really great discounts.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it just really depends on what area you're investing in.
And if you're on the beach, you can forget any kind of discount.
That's right. In most cases, occasionally you'll find one in the higher end variety over $1 million. And the higher you get, the bigger discounts you can expect.
Oh, really?
Definitely. If you get up close to $1 million, you can buy them pretty consistently at 50 to 60 cents on the dollar.
Wow.
If you get up above, let's say, $1.5 million, you can start going to 40 cents on the dollar. If you get $3 million and above, you're looking at maybe as low as 30 cents on the dollar.
Wow.
On these assets.
Wow. That is some amazing discounts. That is awesome. Now, I know a lot of these deals are bank-owned property, but some of them are short sales or pre-foreclosures. How do you go about convincing the bank to take a short sale on a luxury house?
You can, it's mainly the same process.
Uh-huh.
Mainly the same process. What you do is the same thing as what I give a proof of hardship letter to the bank, meaning that the seller is in a situation where they're considering bankruptcy.
Right.
Very seriously considering bankruptcy.
The banks don't want to hear that.
No, they don't. And it means even more in a luxury house situation. Because when you get up to those values, the banks do not want a $1 million foreclosure on their books.
No.
Because when they go into that quarterly meeting, they have to show how much real estate they have there. And they would rather do anything than have several $1 million of foreclosed properties on their books. So they are willing to take a short sale do whatever they have to do to make sure that doesn't happen, even if they have to take a loss.
Well, doesn't it also limit the amount of money they can lend back out?
Yeah, it does. I can't remember the exact law, or I think it's a policy per bank, but for most of the banks, it's something like 7 times the amount of real estate on their books.
Uh-huh.
They can't lend out. So if they borrow, or if they foreclose on a $1 million house, then they can't lend out $7 million. And that's why you see those big discounts. When they foreclose on a $5 million house, you're talking $35 million.
Exactly.
So they're willing to get rid of those as quickly as possible so that they don't have to start upping their rates or doing whatever and lose competitiveness.
Yeah. Now, what about a normal seller? Do you run into very many just for sale by owners or individuals that have luxury homes for sale that you can get discounts on?
Occasionally, yes. I've never gotten one for sale by owner yet.
Uh-huh.
But I do find them on the MLS. And you can find those usually by the days on the market. If they've been on the market over 6 months, you've probably got a seller that's getting antsy.
Yeah.
And is ready to deal with you.
Uh-huh.
So if you can get to that situation, then you can negotiate with the person. And there are a couple things that you can talk to them about to convince them. It's a little bit different from the $100,000 regular first-time home buyer houses in that people are concerned about different things. When people are first-time home buyers, they just want to get out of the situation. They're tired of dealing with the stress, and they want to get on with their life where they don't have to worry about it anymore.
Exactly.
When you're in the luxury home market, they're more worried about their reputation.
Yeah.
Because reputation plays a big factor in whether you even get to buy a house in one of these neighborhoods, or whether your family approves of you anymore, or whether your friends approve of you anymore. So if they can avoid a public embarrassment of not being able to sell their house, of having financial difficulty, then they'll sell that house to you at a pretty good discount, just to be able to get out of it quietly. The second thing is they know the value of their credit. And if they're about to start missing payments, they look for ways to get out of that house. Because when you get up to the upper levels of society, the credit score plays a bigger and bigger part on what you're able to do. So they're willing to do things to protect that credit that maybe your first-time home buyer wouldn't be willing to do.
That's a great point, John. I never would have thought about that.
The third is the timeline. A lot of times they're very busy people. They don't want their house to sit on the market for a year. They don't want to just have that headache for that long. So if you can say, okay, I'll close on your house in 30 days and give you what you owe on the property.
Right.
And they can move on to their job across the country or wherever they've gone, then they're willing to sell the house to you and not have to deal with it. And the loss of equity doesn't really bother them because they already make plenty of money.
Yeah, it's not about the money at that point, is it?
No, it's not. So it's a little bit different than your single-family variety. It pans out to the same type of situation, but a little bit different motivations.
Yeah, that's great. Well, tell us this, John, and I know you mentioned when you were talking about building your team a couple of the improvements you can make, but what are some of the improvements you can make to increase the sales price and the value of a luxury house?
I've just got to go back to landscaping over and over again.
Really?
That is the biggest factor when you're selling one of these houses. We've put in $20,000 fountains. We've put in 100-year trees. We've put in, we may go buy $2,000 or $3,000 worth of flowers to put in at one of our houses.
Wow.
And when you do that to a house, it dramatically improves the value. That's one of the things I'm going to be showing you in Myrtle Beach is one of the houses that we bought there on the Intercoastal Waterway, that it was completely overgrown where you couldn't even see the house.
Wow.
On the waterway there, couldn't see the waterway from the house. And we went in and we completely re-landscaped the property. And the house sold for twice what we bought it for. So that landscaping can make a huge impact.
Wow.
The second is your, if you're on the water, there are a couple things you can do to increase your value. If you can get the right permits and the right permission, you can sometimes dredge out and make the water deeper.
Uh-huh.
A lot of these houses that they say they're on the water, they may have just a few feet of water frontage, and it may only be 3 or 4 feet deep.
Right.
But if you can go out there and expand that and make it where it's, let's say, 10 feet deep or 15 feet deep.
Where you can get a boat in.
Exactly. Then the price of your house may go up $50,000.
It goes from a canoe lot to a real waterfront lot.
Exactly. One of our neighbors taught us this when we bought one of our houses. He was not even on the water, and he obtained permission to dredge out the land and create himself about 20 feet of water frontage.
Wow.
And when he did that, he said he got an appraisal, and the value of his house went up $100,000.
Wow.
Because he wasn't on the water before.
Uh-huh.
And now he was.
Even if it's only 20 feet.
That's right. So if you're able to do that, that can create a huge difference in your sales price. And the third is interior decorating. A lot of the houses that we sell them completely furnished.
Do you really?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
So you have your interior decorator go out and buy furniture?
We buy furniture. And we may spend $20,000 or $30,000 or maybe more on furniture to move into a place. And when people see the outside, it's gorgeous with the landscaping. And when they walk inside, it's impressive, too. So most of the time, the first few people that walk in the house, there's just somebody that has to buy it because it's the most beautiful house they've seen.
Wow.
And if you've been driving around all day, you're used to lawns that are cut, but there's nothing special about them. You're used to interiors of houses that are empty and just white walls. And when you go inside a house and you see high-end furniture, you see a good interior decorating job, it can make a huge difference on the impact it makes on the buyer.
Exactly. Exactly. You're standing out from the crowd.
Sure. Just for example, I don't know if anyone has seen the spec houses in the Grand Dunes in Myrtle Beach, where they have their houses furnished with over $100,000 of furniture in each of their houses.
Uh-huh.
And the value of those houses is tremendous. They're only about, I think, 3,500 square feet. And they're selling for $1 million faster than they can build them.
Wow.
Because not only do they have great architecture, but they decorate the houses to the hilt. And they look absolutely stunning when you walk inside of them.
That's the whole key, isn't it?
It is. It's all about that emotional response. When somebody comes up to your house, they decide within the first few minutes, when they pull in the driveway, when they see the lawn, is this somewhere that they want to spend the rest of their life in or that they want to pay $1 million for? And you've got to create a pretty positive emotion for somebody to be willing to write you a $1 million check.
Exactly. Because I guess a lot of them are cash-type sales, aren't they?
A lot of them are. There was some kind of statistic that I read a few months ago that said, I think it was nearly 30% of the sales in the luxury home market were all cash.
Wow.
Because a lot of people, we'll say older people, if they've been living in a house for 20 or 30 years, they've got it paid off. And then when they sell, they do a 1031 exchange into the new house. And they just pay you cash.
Wow.
That exchange. And keep their equity.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't have to pay taxes. So you're dealing with more sophisticated buyers with these houses, and things like that can make a huge impact.
Now, do you ever offer terms to any of the buyers?
Yeah, I do. I'm of the opinion, pretty much do whatever it takes within reason to sell the house quickly.
Get it sold.
Get it sold as quickly as you can. And in luxury houses, there's a lot of room to be creative with your terms.
Yeah.
The first thing that we do is we advertise what the bank will loan, what interest rate they'll loan, and that can get buyers excited as well. We tell them what the payment's going to be. Because there may be a lot of people looking around in the neighborhood for a $500,000 house because they think that's all they could afford. But if I've got an $800,000 house, and I can show them how to get a loan where their payment is the same as that $500,000 house, then they're going to move up to the $800,000 house.
It's a no-brainer for them.
Exactly. You're going to get a bigger, better house for the same payment.
That's an easy sale.
It's an easy sale. So if you can do that, that's the simplest thing to do. The second is that we reduce the sales price below appraised value on all of our houses.
Uh-huh.
Once you get in there and you create that value with your landscaping and your decorating, we actually go maybe 2 to 5% below the appraised value, the new appraised value,
uh-huh,
on the property, just so we can put that on the MLS or in the magazines that we advertise in, just to let people know it's below the appraisal price. When you buy the property, you'll be making money.
Wow. And you're going to show us some real examples of some things you do with the terms and with the lowering the price at the boot camp, aren't you?
Yes, I am. On the one in Myrtle Beach that I'll be talking about, we even did some owner financing,
uh-huh,
for 6 months for the seller. We had $400,000 of equity. I think they needed somewhere around $60,000 of owner financing for 6 months. And they verified to us that they had a check coming in from selling a business, a landscaping business, and that they would be able to pay off that note within, it was actually about 90 days, I think, when they paid off the note.
Wow.
So we did owner financing for 90 days, and we trusted them because we could verify that they had the income and that they had the means to pay it off, and that allowed us to move the house quickly and not have to hold on to it.
Exactly.
And $60,000, it's a lot when you're doing a $100,000 house. When you're up to $800,000, $60,000, you could wait a couple months to get that out of it.
Yeah, it's less than 8%.
Sure, I mean, you're already getting $300,000-something.
Or a little, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Well, that's great. John, what's the easiest path for to go about buying your first luxury house?
If you can keep yourself detached, I think the best way to go about it is to buy yourself a luxury house to live in.
To live in, really?
Live in for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Because then you can take advantage of the tax laws. If you're a couple, it's $500,000 that you don't have to pay taxes on or capital gains on,
uh-huh,
when you sell the house. Now, when you're in the $100,000 house, you're not taking full advantage of those of that discounted tax rate.
Right.
But when you move up to a $1 million house, if you buy it at $500,000, you live in it for 2 years, and you have the discipline to sell it at the end of that 2 years.
That's the whole key.
That's it.
And especially if you're married.
Especially if you're married. That's the hard part. But if you can pull yourself in agreement to do that, then you can get $500,000 and pay no capital gains on it, on your first house. That's a great way to get started. I'm also in the process of starting a luxury home partnership program.
Uh-huh.
That I may be opening up shortly after your boot camp.
And you're going to share some information about that at the boot camp, aren't you?
Yes, I will.
That's great.
Yes, I will. So if you're interested in partnering with me or with anybody else, just call me or buy a ticket to the boot camp, and you can learn more about it.
That's great. And just so everybody will know, if you'd like to find out more information about the boot camp, and we'll talk about it in a few minutes, but you can go to larrygoins.com, LarryGoins.com, and click on the boot camp link there. And there's a lot of information there about John, about all the other different speakers that are going to be there. We're going to have a total of 10 different speakers. There's testimonials from previous attendees. There's a list of everything that you're going to learn, all the bonuses and everything you're going to get, which we're going to give a couple extra bonuses at the end of this call if people that want to sign up tonight. But, John, moving along, let me ask you, what would you advise investors to do after they've made a few hundred thousand doing luxury deals? Because when you get done teaching people, I mean, they're going to go out there and make it happen.
Sure. Sure, I mean, you know, you'll probably feel like celebrating after you make a couple hundred thousand dollars, and that's certainly something you should do. But at the same time, when you get that kind of money, you can't go crazy with it. If you spend it all, which is actually easy to do, then you won't be able to move up to the higher level. And after you make a few hundred thousand dollars, then other types of deals become available to you that are only available to the rich. And when you get to that level, you'll see your returns go up.
Uh-huh.
You'll see the people you have access to, their net worth go up. And you'll get in a completely different class of people that can make you rich for the rest of your life. And that's why I recommend luxury homes as a good transitional point.
Uh-huh.
Between being just a full-time investor doing first-time homebuyer houses, if you do a luxury house, it can put you up to the level where you can achieve generational wealth because it'll put you in contact with those people. You'll have enough money to get started in their circle.
Now, a lot of people may not be familiar with the term generational wealth, and the first time I heard it, I just loved that term. Explain that to people.
Sure. The generational wealth is just having enough wealth to carry over to your kids and to be able to walk in the circles where you have the money necessary to stay wealthy forever and never have to worry about it again. And once you make a couple hundred thousand dollars, you can create a money machine where it'll keep making you money even if you're not working. And you'll be able to stay wealthy and do anything you want for the rest of your life, and so will your kids and their kids.
Man, is that strong or what?
It is. It is. And luxury houses are a great way to get there. Because to get access to the investments that the rich get into, you at least need to have $100,000 liquid. And you really need to have $500,000 to $1 million liquid.
Uh-huh.
To be able to invest in those deals. So when you get up into them, it'll change your life because you'll start talking with other millionaires, investing with other millionaires, and hanging out with millionaires, and you'll get access to deals that only millionaires get access to. And there are a lot of those.
There really are, and it's all in the circles who you associate with.
Sure. I mean, in Mississippi right now, we've bought already this year, I think, it's over 2,000 acres in Mississippi. And that's over, I think, a dozen different projects. And we get all of our leads on the best properties to buy from our network of people there in Mississippi, which are the most successful lawyers, the most successful businessmen,
uh-huh.
People that own chains of restaurants, people that own the shopping centers there, the people that own the casinos there. When you get those types of contacts, you get first dibs on the best properties that become available in those areas.
And it's all about who you associate with.
That's right. And they make sure that somebody within their circle gets into it. I mean, it's kind of sad that you can't get into those circles unless you have the type of money. But at the same time, once you get there, it's hardly possible to go back. Once you get to that level, you're rich for life because they'll take care of you.
And I get the feeling that, you know, you don't have to do luxury homes as just your sole business. I mean, you can still have your bread and butter $100,000 deals, but, you know, it really only takes one or two luxury house deals a year to make a killer income.
That's a great point. That's a great point. My first luxury house deal took me 40 hours total that I did.
40 hours.
We made $400,000 on that deal. So you can go in there, and if you only spend 1 week a year to achieve your total on luxury houses, you can make an income that will take you to that next level while you're still doing your bread and butter single family houses, first-time homebuyer houses, to take you up to just to pay your bills.
Yeah.
And to keep that income coming.
Exactly, exactly.
So that's a great point.
And I know you're going to, you know, what we've been able to share tonight in this hour, I mean, it's just the tip of the iceberg as to what you're going to share with us at the boot camp, isn't it?
It is. At the boot camp, I'll pull out the actual numbers, verifiable details on actual deals that I've done, and go through it step by step. I won't be trying to sell anything. I'll just be walking through deals, educating you, step-by-step process on what we actually did to make $400,000.
Wow. And we had so many compliments about you last time when we had our boot camp in Myrtle Beach, and we just had to have you back. In fact, I want you to give out your contact information in a few minutes, but let's go ahead and tell people a little bit about the boot camp. If you're online now, you can go to our website to get some more details about it, but you can go to LarryGoins.com and then click on the University Bootcamp link. But we are going to have 10 different speakers there. It's going to be John Morrow, myself, Wendy Sweet. Jim Hitt's going to talk about buying real estate in your IRA using a self-directed IRA. Graham Treacle is going to be there talking about short sales. We've got Robin Thompson that'll be there, national speaker. She is going to be talking about rehabbing properties. In fact, we've made special arrangement to provide every attendee that comes to the boot camp with her home study course that she sells for $500. And we have negotiated with her to guarantee that everybody there will get one as a part of the tuition for the boot camp. We're going to talk about property analysis, secrets to locating undervalued property, pretty much every conceivable method to find deals, how to negotiate. I'm going to make live phone calls on Saturday morning, negotiating with realtors and for sale by owners right there in front of everybody on the speakerphone. We're going to talk about financing option for every type of investor. We're going to talk about commercial real estate, commercial development, commercial finance, creative financing, working with realtors, training your realtors, how to take title to property, whether you're flipping or holding, how to work with contractors and handymen. Let's see, man, just a ton of stuff. Working with asset managers and commercial real estate. And then, of course, you're going to be there talking about luxury homes. And let's see, who else do we have here? I'm actually looking at the web page right now to see. And
it sounds like everything you need to know.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a ton of info. It really is. There's a lot of testimonials on the website you can see from previous attendees. Now, not to mention, we've got a lot of bonuses that are going to be given away. In addition to the boot camp manual that you get, that has pretty much everything in it that we go over. Every speaker that has a PowerPoint presentation, it's going to be in the manual, so you're going to get a copy of everything right there. There'll be nothing held back. You get that manual. You get Robin Thompson's home study course of $500 value. You get a copy of the two DVD set of the rehab bus tour that we went on, where we actually went out to properties and toured properties and looked at what it cost to rehab them, what we put into them, what we could sell them for, working with contractors, working with inspectors, and that's a two DVD set. You'll get a forms disc with 58 different forms and documents that we use in our business on a day-to-day business. Everything from property analysis forms to all the way over to database programs and to just all kind of forms and documents, leases, lease options, you pretty much name it. Everything we use in our day-to-day business, it's on there. You also get an interview we did with Scott Reister and Graham Treacle, and an interview that we did with you, John, is included. And you also get a free 120-day follow-up consultation to review your deals afterwards. So after the boot camp, you can call us up and say, hey, I'm looking at this deal. What do you think about it? You also get one of the things that we're offering tonight on this call is the last two boot camps that we've done, we have those MP3 audio recordings, not only just from the one in January that you were at, John, But the one that we had in October of last year, where we had a whole different set of speakers, we're giving away those two complete audio sets. So this is like getting three boot camps in one. You get to attend the one here in June, and you get the one in January and the one in October in the audio recordings. So it's like getting three in one. But, John, why don't you give everybody out here your contact information so they can get in touch with you if they'd like. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to go ahead and give you my cell phone number.
Just wow.
Just because I'm in the process of moving, so that's the special bonus for tonight. It's 704-400-5463. That's 704-400-5463. You can also email me. My email address is John, that's J-O-N, without the H, J-O-N, at Morrow, M-O-R-R-O-W, .net. Those are the two best ways to contact me right now. I'll be glad to talk about any luxury house deal or any other type of deal that you're doing, and give you as much help as I possibly can.
And you're the thing I like, John, is you're fully accessible at the boot camp. I mean, you hang around and you know you're not just in there speaking and then take off. You're fully accessible. I mean, you should see the crowds of people. Well, you know, I mean, because you're there, the crowds of people around you before and after when you speak. You know, picking your brain the whole time about luxury house deals.
Sure, I stay around for a couple hours every day just to talk to people. And what people don't realize, though, is still, last time I was there in Myrtle Beach, there was only one person that invited to take me out to dinner.
Is that right?
And they got 2 hours of me just talking to them one-on-one.
Wow.
Taking me out to dinner. And I had, you know, six more meals that people could have done that with. So feel free to take me out to dinner. I'm a cheap date.
There you go.
On that aspect, and I'll be glad to talk about anything and help you out whatever way I can.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Well, good. Well, for anybody that wants to sign up tonight with the extra bonuses tonight of the previous boot camps, you can call me at the office. If you want to jot this down, it's toll-free 877-LARRY-GOINS, 877-527-7946, and I am at extension 304. So once you call in, you just hit extension 304, and as soon as we get off the call, I'll be here for about 30 minutes or so to be able to take registrations. And this event is limited to only 100 people, and it's going to sell out. We've just now got our website up. We've just now got the brochure is even at the press. It hasn't even been printed yet, and we've already sold quite a few seats for the boot camp. So anybody that would like to call tonight and reserve your seat, it's $19.97 for one, $24.97 for two people, and that includes all of the bonuses and all 3 days. And it doesn't matter if it's a spouse or a business partner, friend, whatever. But two people can come for $24.97. So team up if you want to, or if you know somebody else that wants to go, you know, you could sign up for two people and both of you can come. And by the way, everybody gets a copy of the product. If you're bringing a business partner or a friend, everybody gets Robin Thompson's course. Everybody gets a manual. Everybody gets all the bonuses and DVDs, CDs, audios, MP3s, the manuals, everything. Everybody gets a copy of that. So,
it looked so great, I would like to add in, is I was at the last one, and it literally had everything you needed to know, your contracts, how to buy houses, how to sell houses. And to learn everything about some industry, just for how much was it, Larry?
It's $19.97 for one and $24.97 for two.
Yeah, I paid over $100,000 for a college education, you know, to not learn half that much about business. So that's just a tremendous value.
Yeah, it's, you know, we've had nothing but tremendous compliments. In fact, we have, you'll see if you go to our website, our guarantee is simple. It's an ironclad, flat out, 100%, no questions asked, money back guarantee. A lot of seminars that you go to in boot camps, they say come to the first day, and if you're not happy at the end of the first day, you come to the back of the room and we'll process your refund. That's not the way we are. You come to the first day, you come to the second day, you come to the third day, meet all the speakers, meet all the people that are there, network, learn everything, come to the entire event. If at the end of the day on Sunday, if you're not completely 100% satisfied, I'll give you back all your money, and you can keep all of the materials as my gift to you. Now, you can't beat that.
No, you can't.
That's, and so far, we have never had anybody take us up on our guarantee.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's what you call a risk-free deal.
Yeah, it is. It really is. We've been blessed. We work really, really hard to try to put on an event that gives people between 5 and 10 times their money's worth. And you'll see if people go and look at the website and read a couple of the testimonials, they'll see, in fact, there's a couple testimonials on the website where they say, you know, your goal was to give us 5 to 10 times our money's worth, and you far exceeded those goals. So anybody that does have an interest in signing up tonight, I'll be here for a short period of time. Like I say, I've got the flu. I just came in tonight to do the teleconference. I was actually in the office today about a half a day. I was out yesterday, but you can call me at 877-LARRY-GOINS or 877-527-7946. Well, John, I really appreciate having you on the call tonight.
Glad to be here, Larry.
It's been a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again. And we still have to do lunch. I know we had to reschedule that last week. But I'll give you a call in the next day or so, and we'll set something up.
Sounds great.
Good. Well, John, thanks again so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think we covered it.
I think we really did, didn't we? It's been a tremendous amount of information tonight, and I'm excited to have you on the call and all that you've shared with us about luxury homes, and I really appreciate it and appreciate you participating in the boot camp, and it makes it real exciting when we can have real-world people out here in the trenches doing deals every day that come to our events and are able to teach what they do.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate all the opportunities.
Well, thanks a lot, John. And like I say, if anybody wants to give me a call, I'll be here for 30 minutes or so. You can reach me at the toll-free number, 877-LARRY-GOINS. And I want to wish everybody a good night. Thanks a lot for calling in tonight. And thanks, everybody, and have a good night.
Good night.
Good night, John.